emerging economies focus on Latin America this morning in the company of Professor Lyle White, a research associate at the Brenthurst Foundation and founder of the Contextual Intelligence Organization, CIO. Very close to CIA, Lyle.
Thank you for that. Makes me very suspicious. Thank you for that slightly different introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm in a conspiracy-minded mood. My listeners put me there, so I see CEI and I go, CI, add another vowel, and oh yes, that's how little trust we can have in what you say. But I know that I can have a lot of trust in what you say. Yet another potential impeachment in Latin America, this time in Peru.
Yeah, and this is in a region, as the listeners know, a region with perpetual impeachment. Now, the opposition legislators in Peru's Congress have presented a motion to impeach President Pedro Castillo. Now, the motion was supported by the party that was narrowly defeated by Castillo's coalition. And this was a right-wing presidential candidate. Keiko Fujimori happens to be the daughter of Alberto Fujimori. They have cited moral inability to govern and they now have the signatures of 28 legislators. They will need 52 votes from the 130-seat body to begin impeachment proceedings. So very much a storm in a teacup at this stage. And Castillo, who was elected in July this year, so has only been in office for a few months, has dismissed this as political noise and nothing more than that.
Jeepers, if we applied a filter involving moral inability to govern to the world's leaders, I wonder how many of them would stay in office. Not so many, perhaps. Why would the U.S. potentially be dropping the FARC rebel group from the terror list this month? The obvious inference is that they're no longer involved in terror.
Yeah, well, and that's a very, very interesting one, especially since this is 5 years since the Colombian government signed a peace accord with the FARC. Now, conflict resolution groups welcome the news of U.S. delisting of the FARC as a step towards lasting peace in Colombia. They think this is an important move. The United States states its planned removal of the FARC from its list of foreign terrorist organizations, as they call them, could happen as early as the end of this month, John. So it's a very, very quick turnaround, I think. The move was first reported by U.S. news outlets just last week. And this is, as I say, on the eve of the five-year anniversary of a landmark peace deal between the Marxist rebels and Colombia's government that put an end to the longest-running, war or conflict in any country, and that being in Colombia, that spanned nearly five decades.
I was just looking at a report earlier today, Lyle, out of the World Tourism Organization, which is based in Madrid, and they said today that the coronavirus pandemic will cost the global tourism sector $2 trillion in 2021. And, we know how badly we have been impacted, and unless the red listing by the UK and other big source markets is listed soon, which seems unlikely, that damage will continue. And I would imagine that Latin America as well is one of those geographies that people have been going to much less than they would have pre-pandemic.
And I suppose if you look at Latin America collectively, that would include South Central America, but also the Caribbean. That number of $2 trillion, it's about one-tenth of that is in that broader region. I suppose everybody's looking at, do you think they will come? And that's been the big question around all of the resorts in the Caribbean or the lakes in Patagonia and all the rest of it. Now, tourism, as you say, does play a big role in most economies around the world, but especially here in South Africa. But we've got a very, very similar example in Latin America, and it plays a very, very big role across the entire region, where it accounts for up to about 20% of GDP. This goes higher in countries that are across the Caribbean, but it's slightly lower in some of the larger countries like Mexico and Brazil. But what is very, very interesting for me, John, is not only the contribution to GDP, but the role that tourism plays in employment. From 80% in the likes of Aruba and Antigua, which are obviously Caribbean islands, to around 13 and 10% in the likes of Mexico and Brazil. That's a massive percentage that it accounts for. here in South Africa, we probably in between that somewhere. I would say it's probably in the region of about 15%, I suppose. But in 2020, the tourism was shut off, like the taps were just literally shut off. Arrivals fell by 70% in 2020 as both destination and source countries closed their borders. And we've seen this a big debate about this right now. So it is estimated that the region's tourism industry as a whole lost nearly $250 billion and over 12 million jobs in 2020. Latin American Airlines, and they were big ones, John. LATAM was one of the world's biggest ones. Avianca, which is from Colombia, they went into, they sought bankruptcy protection. Things are starting to come back. A modest revival is underway as vaccination progresses and borders are reopened. The reopening is much slower in South America because of the longer flights from some of the big markets. And many in the industry think that travel won't reach its pre-pandemic level until 2024. What is most interesting, though, is how some of them for the 2024 is just a little bit too little too late. And for others, the slow recovery means a struggle to adapt. And we've seen this here in the local market where we've adapted to local tourism markets. What government can do, governments can help to speed up the recovery by working with industry to coordinate health protection measures throughout the tourism chain and to conduct marketing and market research. But generally, John, and I think this applies to South Africa as well, many Latin American countries are close to overtaking their pre-pandemic level of economic output. So in general economic terms, they're bouncing back. But in terms of employment, the employment is lagging. And the sooner the tourists will come back, the quicker that will change. So I think this is really important, not only for Latin America, but instructive to us here in South Africa as well.
Absolutely. Professor Lyle White, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Research Associate at the Brenthurst Foundation and founder of the Contextual Intelligence Organization.